Welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast, where we talk about the best of times, but also pay respect and learn from the crazier times. Our presence matters. Take a ride with us as we show the world how we make our presence felt. Fatherhood is Lit. What's good, Fatherhood? I'm James Lopez, and welcome to the Fatherhood is Lit podcast. If you haven't subscribed to the email list yet, do it now at coolfordads.com/email. That's cool, the number four, dads.com/email. That is where I send updates on events I find, events we host ourselves, events we host with brands, and basically hook you up to help you become that dope dad we all strive to be. Talking about being that dope dad, I like to think that my dad was pretty dope. He held our household down and made sure to make his presence felt as much as he could. I remember I couldn't wait for the weekend to come. That was our time to do things together. But for some reason, I know work played a role like it happens to many of the dads out there. He missed my biggest events. The events that were milestones in our family that meant something more than the eyes could see. I didn't really mind that he missed my junior high school grad or even high school graduation. I was spoiled, so I looked forward to whatever monetary gift my dad gave me anyway. I didn't know any better. But I did feel the pain when college graduation came along. His only son was graduating with a computer science degree and was one of the few Latinos doing so at the time in the country. It was a big deal. He chose work. I almost didn't even go. I didn't think it was a big deal because he didn't go. Surely he wouldn't miss my wedding, especially since at times I think he loved my wife more than he loved me. Yep, he missed that also. It was the norm, but it sucked. Or how about the time I was getting my master's degree? He definitely wasn't missing that. Our family never made it that far. Who wouldn't want to sit at the famous Radio City Music Hall, cheering on his only son with his first grandson at hand? He missed that too. And by then I started to hate his lack of presence at my big events. But it was the normal. Many would say without his push, I wouldn't have been where I am now. I believe that. But I also believe dad should never miss an event featuring his kids. It became the norm for me because he had the habit of choosing work events over events like this. Society said that was what he was supposed to do. It became a habit for me to stay quiet and just love the gifts that came with those milestones. As a father now, I don't want to get my kids in the habit of not seeing their dad when it matters the most, when they are the show. Here are the ways I work on being there, and that hopefully can help you get into the habit of showing up when they are the stars. The first set of events that we dads need to represent more at are school events. My dad missed all of my graduations and missed hearing the administrators repeatedly calling me up for school awards. I would rack up on the awards, but my dad wasn't there to see me win. Mom was, and she would tell him how proud she was to hear people saying, "Damn, your son is winning them all." I was so used to not having my dad there for school events that it didn't bother me. Or maybe I just don't remember it, but I do see the effects when I go to my kids' school events now. Even a simple day like bring your dad to school day, which happens almost everywhere, and donuts for dad, can make a huge difference. These events are made for us dads, but not enough dads take advantage of it. I can't tell you how many times I have been to the award ceremony, like a Student of the Month award or Perfect Attendance award, and have seen a kid win the award and have no one to share that moment with. Kids love showing their parents how good they are doing. Make it a habit of being there to share those moments with them, especially for school events. Pick the ones you know are super important and make it a habit of finding a way to go, not providing an excuse not to go. Another time we need to show up more is for their extracurricular activities like dance and after-school programs and even sports. Many of us are in the habit of getting really excited to sign our kids up for things that are fun to do, but sign up is where it stops. We drop them off and treat these activities like they're babysitters. As a basketball coach, I can't tell you how many times I've had to sit with another dad and tell them how great their kids play or how they're getting better. That's not my job. But I was a kid that didn't have a dad there to watch him play sports or even invest in it. I won't be that person now. I remember one time a kid scored the winning basket for our team. He ran around looking for what I think was his parents. He was so excited for that moment, and so were we. But he had no one to share that moment with besides us. I mean, we were good. We were a good substitute. But we could never take the place of that feeling of dad being there to see his child represent. I know this by experience. I have seen my son hit the winning basket before. And you better believe those days are on the very top of my greatest memories list with him. I have stormed the court, not giving a fuck what anyone thinks, just to show him how proud I am of him. As embarrassing as it is to be that dad, well, I wear that one proud for real. Imagine getting text messages from friends telling you how well your kid played and you not being able to witness it. That sucks. Or imagine your son or daughter are playing baseball and they hit a grand slam. They never hit a grand slam before. And now your friend sends you a video. Chances are it came from Android. No shots, but come on, man. Those videos on Android suck. Next thing you know, all you're doing is looking at a replay of your son with a grainy image. That kind of sucks. Don't just pay for their extracurricular activities. Be there to show them how proud you are of them, no matter the outcome. Looking at those moments via someone else's shitty recording skills is something none of us want to experience, for real. Always remember, some excuses don't always work, especially as your kids get older. Kids are smart. They pick up on everything. Tell me they don't. They might say it's okay that you don't show up, but in reality, it bothers them. I didn't know how much it meant to me until I started showing up for my own kids' stuff. I know, you're tired from all the work you did this week, or you need to make that extra $100 this week to cover some bills, or maybe you feel you can put it off till next time. I get it. We all have these other priorities that take up time and also take us away from our kids. But don't set yourself up for regret later by not showing up, especially when tomorrow isn't really promised. Time goes forward, not backwards. So think about that the next time you miss a school event or the opportunity to support your kids. Imagine telling everyone, yo, I couldn't make it to her graduation because they offered me overtime, and you know I need that paper. Just saying it doesn't make any sense, but yet many dads use it. That might sound cool and all, but after a while you realize you gave up memories that will last a lifetime for a check that was probably spent before you even got it. If you work for someone that makes you feel like shit for taking off time for your kids or won't give you the time that you need, then you need a better job. Let's be real. You can always fail at a job and get a new one. Fail your kids or your family, that won't be as easy to fix. All right, but James, I'm really, really, really tired. I worked over 40 hours this week. Let mom wake up for that 9 a.m. game. Let me sleep. Yo, real talk, I used to feel the same way until my wife told me how great my son was getting at T-ball. I chose sleep over him and lost out watching him play a sport that I really loved. He doesn't play that sport anymore, so all I have is the pictures my wife took when I wasn't there. Oh, and that extra hour of sleep that was supposed to help me? Well, waking up and missing that moment for sleep made me feel like shit. It wasn't worth it. That hour just wasn't worth it. If you don't want your child always saying, it's okay, dad never shows up, then guess what? Show up. And make sure that at the very least, you show up when they are the feature presentation. It matters. Your kids will be proud to see you in the stands, and they will make sure they perform for you. Just maybe not at the top of their game. Listen to episode 9 of the podcast if you need to be reminded that they play sports for different reasons than we do. But best of all, by showing up, your kids won't be the only kids there without dad showing love. Don't have them looking for you when you should be there. It sucks. Missing the events where I was the feature presentation doesn't make my father a bad person, and it won't make you a bad dad either. He missed my graduations from elementary school all the way to college. He missed basketball games and even missed my wedding. But I still love him to death for all the other great memories he shared with me. I wouldn't trade him for any other dad in the world, but what it did do was guarantee he missed out on some dope memories that I played a huge role in, and now he has to hear all about it from others and myself for the rest of his life. I'm sure if he had to do it all over again, he would. That's the way he was raised. That's the way a lot of dads were raised. I'm different. I'm from a different generation, and I'm pretty sure you are as well. I vow to never do that to my kids. Whether they're doing something big or something small, they will be able to look at the crowd and say, yep, I knew dad would be here. And that feels good. As always, make your presence felt, subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and we will continue to do what we do best, representing for the dope dads like you. Fatherhood is lit.